Nalini, you are teaching Yoga Nidra and you're giving training courses in teaching Yoga Nidra. Actually, what is Yoga Nidra?
Yoga Nidra is a technique which relaxes the mind and body completely. And it was developed by Swamiji from the Tantras. One of the main things that is used in Yoga Nidra is the rotation of the consciousness through the body parts. And this comes from the technique called Nyas. In Nyas, which is used in our prayers, it means anointing of the body parts. And Swamiji said that one day he hopes that in Yoga Nidra it would be possible to use this practice of Nyas. Now, coming back to Yoga Nidra, what Yoga Nidra does to us is it makes us spiritually aware, it makes us emotionally balanced, and it also reduces our tension. The first part of Yoga Nidra, which is rotation through the body parts, that technique reduces the tension in our body. Our body takes most of the stress from our mind, and when we practice this by being aware of the body parts, concentrating on the body parts, it is possible to reduce this tension and to relax the body parts. We come to the next stage, and that is the breathing, and this is connected to our emotional responses. Respiration is the only process over which we have control. When we practice breath awareness in Yoga Nidra, we are working on the respiration. So simultaneously, while we are breathing, we are also making sure that there are few thoughts in our mind and our body remains relaxed. The third stage is when we speak about visualization. And in visualization, we name a series of images, and these images evoke responses in our relaxed mind. So the outcome of this is that we are rejuvenated after we have finished the practice. And then the last is our sankalp. The sankalp is made in the beginning and the end of the practice. And this sankalp is a resolve. And this resolve is fulfilled in our daily practice or regular practice of Yoga Nidra.